In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We are studying the Gospel of St. John, starting chapter 16. Let me remind you that from chapter 13 to chapter 17, we are on the same day, the Last Supper day, and Christ were giving many sermons about the Holy Spirit and the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Starting chapter 16, "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogue. Yes, the time is coming, and whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service." You know, in chapter 15, the Lord spoke about the relationship between his people and the world. He told us that you are not of this world, and you should expect that as they killed me or they persecuted me, they will persecute you. They hated me, Christ, so they will hate you. So he ordered them to stay witnessing to the truth. And the Holy Spirit will help them, will witness to the truth all the time through them. But they have to abide in him, so he will give them the power to preach his word and to enlighten the whole world. So he is now repeating the idea of persecution. Do not expect to live easy in this life, because you have a mission, and the world will not accept this mission easily, because the world did kill the master, did kill the head of the church. So it's very much expected that they will do the same with the members of the church. "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble," because they may be made stumbled when they are persecuted and they did not expect this. But believing in tribulation, in persecution, expecting this hard time because of the name of Christ, this will help them not to be stumbled. "They will put you out of the synagogue." That's exactly what happened in the book of Acts and also in the history of the church. "Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service." Again, we can see this clearly in the history of the church, that some people under the name of God, whoever this God, they killed Christians and they feel like doing a mission, a great mission, by killing Christians. "And this thing they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me." So again, because they did not know or did not want to know the real God, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, so they wanted to, you know, kill all these followers of Christ, believing that they have their truth, and as if our truth, which is Christ himself, is not the real one. "But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." That's why in the book of Acts, when it comes to persecution, they always recalled the teaching of Christ. They knew that this will happen. They accepted the suffering happily. They felt like glorified by just suffering because of his name. "These things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you." So he did not mention all these tribulations coming and suffering times, because he was there always supporting them. But they saw that most of the Jew people did not accept him as the Messiah. And he was about to be stoned many times. And he had many hard times with the rulers of the synagogue and the heads of the altar at that time. So they expected to have the same with them after his ascension. "But now I go away to him who sent me," speaking about his ascension. "And none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." As we had said before, they felt sorry, they were depressed, because he kept speaking about his crucifixion and his travel to heaven, he will leave them behind. So they felt so much unhappy. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So he did not just mention the Holy Spirit, the Helper will come and dwell in your heart, so he will help you to stay strong. But he made it like an advantage. You need me to depart. I need to depart in order the Holy Spirit can dwell in you. So Christ will be in you, not with you. So that's an advantage. So look up to this. Wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You will be the altars of the Holy Spirit. You will be heaven on earth. You will have the secrets of the kingdom of heaven in your hearts. So just wait for this blessing. I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So, with the Holy Spirit gift in the Pentecostal day and after, now we are enjoying the presence of God inside our heart. So the guidance of God will be from the inside, not from the outside. And the help will come from the inside. The power is inside. So we are more powerful than anyone, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God Himself, dwelled in our hearts. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. So part of the work of the Holy Spirit, not only to help us, the believers, and to guide us, to teach us, to remind us of the teaching, to purify our hearts, to enlighten our minds, to help us to abide in Christ. These are all the works of the Holy Spirit for us. But also the Holy Spirit will help us to convict the world. He will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. What did he mean by convicting the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment? He explained, of sin because they do not believe in me. So the major sin is not to just to lie or to say bad words or to do bad things to people. The major sin is not to accept the truth. So, of sin because they do not believe in me. So the mother sin of all sins is the failure to believe in Christ. Because if you do not believe in Christ, you will do all bad things. You will be guided by devil himself. Now you choose to be away from the light of the truth. So, this conviction of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Because the righteousness is very much related to faith, and to believe means that you are sure of things you cannot see. So, Christ will not be seen in flesh anymore. So, people who believe in Him, they believe in Him although they cannot see Him by their eyes. And that's the secret of righteousness. For the believers like all of us, we believe in Him although we do not see Him by our eyes. But we hope to see Him one day in eternity. We are waiting for this to happen. So we trust in Him. We trust His Word. We trust His divine nature. We trust the story of salvation, the teaching of Christ, but we cannot see things by our eyes. So He's convicting the world of righteousness because the world failed to believe. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Some people may say, what can I do? The ruler pushed me to not to believe. Wait a minute, the ruler cannot, you know, control you completely. You have the free will to say no to the devil. You had that chance to believe in Christ like others. You had that chance to know God, but you rejected this. So you are condemned because you had a free will. Again, of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So you cannot blame the ruler of this world. And again, in some teaching of some forefathers, you know, they said the same condemnation of devil is the same condemnation of those who followed him to reject the truth. So the Holy Spirit will convict the world because the ruler of this world was condemned. So they will be condemned like him. They choose to follow the ruler of this world, not to follow God himself. So again, let's read this part again. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So the Holy Spirit will help us to overcome sin and to live the life of righteousness and to stay away from the ruler. But because of following the ruler, for many people in this world, they will be condemned like the ruler because they did not want to go into righteousness and they were doing the major sin, rejecting the truth. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And you know, he started to complete this after his resurrection. He spent lots of hours and days speaking again and again about the Holy Spirit and the life of the church in the New Testament. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So Christ, as if saying, I need not to tell you everything now, but I'm sure that the Holy Spirit will continue the teaching, will tell you more and more secrets about God. So he is assuring them that the relationship will never end. Christ is speaking now, but the Spirit will speak from their hearts to continue the same message, the same truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. And exactly as he was referring to the Father, and he told us many times that what I'm saying is the words of God the Father, and what I heard I'm telling you, he's telling this again about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will hear from God the Father and the Son to tell the people. This does not mean that the level of the Holy Spirit is lower than the level of the Son or the Father, because he made it clear many times that the Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father and the Son. So you cannot just put them on levels. The divine nature is one. But now, in our new life, in the new covenant, the Holy Spirit is giving us the truth given by the Father and the Son. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, but he will tell you things to come. By the way, I want to remind you of some historical thing important to know, that it happened that some heretic came with an idea that the Spirit of God is just an energy. He is not a person. He considered the Holy Spirit is just like an energy coming from God. That was against the teaching of the Holy Trinity given by Christ himself. This one verse is, you know, to prove the faith of the church, because he speaks about the Holy Spirit saying whatever he hears. So if the Holy Spirit is like an energy, he cannot say he hears, he will speak. So For the Holy Spirit is considered like a person. He is really God, and we worship the Holy Spirit exactly like the Son and the Father. Whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. So the Holy Spirit will also give us some things related to the future, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, He knows the past, the present, and the future. He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. I want to remind you that He started His speech by saying, it's an advantage for you, for me to depart, so you can have the Holy Spirit. This may tell you that the Holy Spirit is better than Christ Himself. But now He's saying, He, the Holy Spirit, will glorify me. So, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit is exactly equal to the Son in divine nature, in glory. Because the Spirit glorifying the Son, and the Son is glorifying the Spirit. The Son Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I have to depart, so you get the advantage of being the altars of the Holy Spirit. The Helper will come and tell you everything. Now He's saying, He, the Holy Spirit, will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you, because He is the Spirit of Christ Himself, will take what is mine. So whatever related to Christ Himself will be given to us, the members of the church, through His Spirit. That's why that's the major gift we had taken in the New Covenant. We are now people of God because we were born again to be Christ-like. And the Holy Spirit now is inside us in order to give us all the blessings, all the gifts of Christ the Son. All things that the Father has are mine. So again, He's relating the Holy Trinity. Whatever related to the Father is to the Son, and now is to the Holy Spirit. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that He will take of mine and declare it to you. So all gifts, all blessings, all the grace of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will be given to us through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen.